This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Jesus Christ, Troublemaker. Dear friends, Jesus promises us a happy ending, but getting there will be another story. In this week's gospel, Jesus tells us, "Do you think that I came to give peace to the earth? No, I tell you, I came to divide it." To a world awash in sin, Jesus announces he's come to shake things up big time. But Christ isn't just talking tough. He's accurately predicting the impact his message of love will have on our self-centered human nature. You see, there's no hidden agenda here. Jesus is telling us plainly that he's come to turn our world upside down. And the process, well, it won't be pretty. After all, we got to the top of the food chain by being tougher than the tigers and slyer than the snakes. As nature's arch predators, the human race will not be effortlessly transformed into the body of Christ. Jesus warns us that the world, the flesh, and the devil will not go quietly. Expect plenty of pushback from strangers, from neighbors, from friends, even family. Jesus goes on to tell us, "I came to set the world to fire," but that doesn't mean he wants us to build God's kingdom by fire and the sword. As usual, the pitfall of reading snippets of gospel is that we easily lose its context. Keep in mind that Jesus was, is, and always will be the embodiment of God's love. And he tells us over and over, his kingdom is not of this world. His call to arms is a call to embrace God's unconditional love, to live it, to proclaim it. The conflict, he predicts, is not a crusade of coerced conversion or a battle of theological conquest. The conflict begins in each individual heart, striving to accept and hold fast to Jesus as Lord and Savior, struggling to resist the worldly wise temptation to go along to get along. And as Christ predicts, living in his love is not the end of turmoil, it's the beginning. Those who reject Jesus in their own lives often want to purge him from ours, sometimes casually, sometimes actively, often violently. Sadly, too often, we Christians have a spotty record of meeting these challenges, exchanging blow for blow. Perhaps it's an answer to some primal us or them reflex. Or perhaps, like Adam, we're tempted to usurp the powers of God, all of which flies in the face of Christ's very specific charge to build the kingdom by loving God and neighbor. Intimidation will not coerce the kingdom into existence. Sugarcoating his world will not con his kingdom into being. Only with humble and honest witness, through the grace of God, can we love his kingdom into hearts and souls. And despite the turmoil it may induce, you can't go wrong doing the Lord's work in the Lord's way. Clearly, Christ wants us to be courageous, but not to be bellicose. In today's context, he wants us to love and respect all of our neighbors, the believers and the non-believers. We're not latter-day Pharisees spoiling for a fight over doctrine. Christ doesn't keep score by theological arguments won or by the relative size of our congregations. We're not responsible for results. We're only responsible for serving him and proclaiming him. That means we love and forgive and then love and forgive some more. To all, it's not easy. To many, it's just plain crazy. To those of us who faithfully aspire to live in Christ, it's ultimately a hard-won joy, an imitation of Christ, a preview of the serenity of being one with Jesus, sharing his struggle, sharing his sacrifice, sharing his triumphant resurrection. My friends, in this gospel, Jesus is a self-proclaimed troublemaker. But as he has shown us over and over, eternal life in the love of Christ is well worth the trouble. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.